For some people, it's the smell of sunblock. Or pine trees. A burnt marshmallow from the embers of a campfire. Maybe your grandfather's aftershave. Everyone has that smell. The particular scent that transports you, even if only for an instant, to the long-ago, far-away land of your childhood. For me, it's the smell of Limburger, or Camembert, sometimes Stilton. Take your pick from the stinkiest of cheeses. My mother's shop was on Euclid Avenue. But believe me, it's not the Euclid Avenue you know now, with $30 manicures and stores that sell nothing but fancy soap and paisley paper. Back then, Euclid Avenue was the kind of place where a kid like me could find something to spend 50 cents on. And I did, almost every day, at Fireside Liquor. It was the summer of 1986, and I wasn't buying alcohol. I was only 13. But 50 cents bought me a good news: peanuts, caramel, chocolate. The red label declared it Hawaii's favorite candy bar. An odd claim, but one that made it seem, and even taste, exotic. I'd never been to Hawaii. I'd never been anywhere to speak of. We didn't have much money, only what we got from Dad's life insurance policy. And what we did have had all gone into the cheese shop. That's what it was called. The cheese shop. No stroke of brilliance in the creativity department, but the name said what it needed to say. Come inside and you'll find cheese, any sort you can imagine. On the day we opened, Mrs. Muchnick, who owned the fabric store across the street, a grandmotherly type with her hair barely holding on to its ever-present bun, brought over a gift. It was a most unexpected opening day gift. Not flowers, not champagne, and I couldn't possibly have guessed when I unwrapped it, because Mrs. Muchnick presented it to me, that this gift would come to change my life.